As deputy town manager, Flo Miller helped lead more than 700 employees across 15 departments. She helped find solutions to challenges while fostering a collaborative environment. During her tenure, she led the town through many evolutions and provided context on important issues for mayors and council members. This is not the first time the Chapel Hill Town Council has honored Miller. In 2019, on the 30th anniversary of her working with the town, the council proclaimed June 26th to be Flo Miller Day. She was recognized by her colleagues for her commitment to the highest standards of professional ethics. The town said in a post about Flo Miller Day, "She has worked with every department and has an unmatched understanding of town operations. As a role model and mentor, she brings out the best in us." During the proclamation, Miller said it was a privilege and a pleasure to serve with the community.
"As you know, I have learned to be what I call a grateful receiver of pleasant things. And so I am pleased and honored that you all have both given me a proclamation and plants, which I love. And I will continue to work and to do the things that I do to the best that I can. Thank you all."
As Miller's retirement approaches at the end of the month, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger spoke with 97.9 The Hill and shared the impact Miller has made on the town.
"Flo has been the heart and the soul of the town organization for over 32 years. There's never been a more dedicated public servant, and to say she's going to be missed is a true understatement."
Heminger said it has been heartwarming to hear current and past employees share memories of Miller's work with the town.
"This is huge, and she deserves her retirement, but we are so sad to see her go, so that's going on."
In addition to recognizing Miller's service, the council is hearing comments on other developments happening in the town. The council is set to continue a public hearing on the Aura development, hear an application for a special use permit modification for the Timberland offices, and learn more about a proposed Putt-Putt Fund Center. The meeting is set to begin at 7 p.m. To find a link to watch the meeting, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.